Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, yes, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from Arch Top Fiber. How are you today?
I'm good. This is the second time that we've had a chat today, and now we're going to talk. So, okay.
Oh no, yes, let's see what's going on with the credit check. Sometimes we can just see if we can do it again to see if we get a different answer or what can be required there. Okay, so I'm just going to go through the form with you, and it's going to be basically the same form that you were signing up with online, but because we did begin a phone call, I'll just have to start from the beginning on my end, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so I do already have your name, and let me just go ahead and confirm that. And your first name, is that Ross, Ross?
Correct.
Okay, and last name Williams, Willims.
Correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And just to confirm, your phone number was at 845-797-0312.
Yeah, that's my cell phone that I use. That's not the home phone that will be on the phone part of the order.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, so your cell phone. Okay, and then may I also have your address again?
9 Linden Avenue, Red Hook, two words, New York, two words, 12571.
Okay, thank you so much. And was that 9 Linden Avenue, Red Hook, New York, 12571?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and look up your address here. Okay, 9 Linden Avenue. Yes, I do see your address here. And the in-service date is going to be November 30th. And then once again, you can sign up today. And then when it does become around that time, Arch Top Fiber will contact you to go ahead and schedule that installation appointment sometime around there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And so did you know which plan you were looking into? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
It's the 1 gig.
Okay, the 1 gig. Okay. And then would you be using Archtop wireless equipment or your own equipment?
I don't understand that question.
That's okay. That would be like for the router. Are you going to be using the equipment that we provide for free, like the router and the modem, or would you like to use your own router?
Well, I have one, but it's from Frontier, so I'm assuming they're going to want it back if I cancel.
Okay,
So
yes, I understand. Okay, yes.
I will want yours.
Okay, all right. Okay, we do go ahead and include that there. Okay, and then did you need any Wi-Fi extenders for your house at this
Now,
time?
I understand that one comes with the package.
Yes, one is included in your monthly package. Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I'll need.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add the one here. Okay. Let me see here. And then you would also like to add the phone service here as well?
Correct.
Okay, and then you would like to keep your phone number you have currently?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is that number?
845-758-6344.
Okay, thank you. And was that 845-758-6344?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hold on one moment. Okay, and then will you need any telephone jacks installed at your house?
No.
Okay, and then would you like to add an additional phone line?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see that question going through online.
Oh no, yes, that might be something different here. You can add an additional phone line if you would like. Yes. But if you only need the one, then we just have
No, we
that
just need
here.
the one.
Okay. Okay, and then do you own or rent your current property?
We own.
Okay, and then how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
We are underground from the pole at the street.
Okay, all right. And then is your billing address the same as your home address?
It is.
Okay. Okay, and then what is your email address?
It's My name, no spaces, just Ross Williams, at frontiernet.net.
Okay, thank you. And was that Ross Williams at frontiernet.net?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then which number would you like to use as your primary phone number? Would you like to use your cell phone or the home phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. Okay, and then how may ArchTop Fiber contact you prior to installation and any future notifications regarding your account? May we contact you through the phone?
Yes.
Okay, may we contact you through email?
Yes.
Okay, and may we also contact you through SMS and text messaging?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and there's
that's
a few...
That's the preferred way, by the way.
Okay, the texting?
Yep.
Okay, yes, I'll go ahead and mention that here. And then would you also like me to add the home phone as your secondary phone number?
No. No, that's not necessary. Would probably a secondary phone number would be my wife's cell phone.
Okay, yes, would you like to go ahead and add that here today?
Sure. 845... 797-0625.
Okay, thank you. And was that 845-797-0625?
Yes.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and add that here as well. Okay, and there's a few disclaimers for the notifications. Okay, so for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from ArchTop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Is that okay?
No.
Okay. Okay, yes, I'll go ahead and we can go ahead and remove that. Okay, and then if you do say no for any of these disclaimers, we do have to remove that as a way to contact you, if that's okay?
Well, I don't mind it as a way to contact me. I don't want to receive marketing calls. Is that
okay.
A later question?
No, these would not be a marketing call. This would just be from ArchTop to contact you through the phone about your account.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, yes, thank you. Okay, and then for the emails, do you agree to, for this one it is marketing, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. Is that okay, or would you like to opt out?
I'd opt out.
Okay, I'll go ahead and remove that here. And then for texting, can ArchTop Fiber can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then there is also the termination service disclosure here. Any equipment provided by ArchTop Fiber is the property of ArchTop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. ArchTop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchTop Fiber. ArchTop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your online bill by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I guess that you have to do that.
Okay, thank you.
I hate the requirement on arbitration. But
okay, yes, I understand. Okay, and then also for the eCare, please check your email address after today for instructions on how to create your eCare account to manage your services. Okay, and now we
is
can
is that
go
being
ahead.
Sent to me?
Yes, that will be sent to that email address, the frontier.net address.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and then as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are, and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit.
I know, that's what this call is all about.
Oh, no, yes, and we can go ahead and see if that is going to change this time, and then your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or one-time payment to you, and so that will be returned after 12 months if we do have to do a credit check today, or a deposit today. Okay, so I will go ahead and add your address here. Just hold on one moment while I fill out the credit check process here. Okay, and then the only other bit of information that I will require today, if that's okay, is your Social Security number.
052-36-1643.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now hold on one moment. I'll go ahead and just run this check here, see if we get a different answer here. Okay, it looks like what is going on here is applicant has restricted access to their credit file. Okay, have you placed a freeze on your credit?
Yes.
Okay, yes, and that looks like what is going on here today. Okay, let me see here. Do you have a PIN number for that that freeze on your credit?
It's been so long, I don't even have nobody has asked for a credit check with a credit agency for 15 years for me. So I have no idea. I don't have a PIN. I don't even know what companies the hold is with.
Oh, no. Yes, I understand. Let me see here. Okay, so that does look like what it was. You didn't fail the credit check. It's just that there's a freeze on your account. Let me see if there's some way what to do about that. Let me see here. Hold on just for one moment. Let me just place it on a brief holder for us to keep you on the line so we don't have to start this over again. And let me just
That'd
see if
fine.
I can and check to see about what to do when there's a freeze. So hold on for one moment, okay?
Right.